glorify you and exalt you. There is no one like you. You are good. You are great. You are awesome. You are amazing. You do wonderful and invincible things. Thank you for today, a day such as today, where your goodness, your mercy, your kindness flow through us. Your leadership rule over our life. Thank you for the amazing presence that is leading us. We glorify you and praise you for the supernatural miracle that is flowing through our life. In the sweet and mighty name of Jesus, amen. My name is Prophet Charles, and also the Apostle of Breakthrough Life Church in Toronto, Canada. We glorify God for today on The Moment with Charles. My topic for today is, the doors of blessings are opening to me. The doors of blessings are opening to me. Glory be to God. Amen. What do I mean by doors? Life, there are doors that everybody go through. We all came out of our mother's womb. That is a door. Glory be to God. And when you go to your house, you have to go through a door. Glory be to God. When you go to school, when you're a child, when you go to the office, when you're working, when you're running your own business, everybody has to go through a door. But there are doors of curses called bondage, and there are doors of blessing called long life, wealth, success, and happiness. The Bible says the children of Israel, they went through Egypt at one time, which was they went through the door of bondage. And when they went to the door of bondage, there was nightmare, there was delay, there was frustration. But when you go to a land of blessing, things begin to happen for you. And God moved by His Spirit. He guide you, He direct you, He lead you. He guide you through different angles. There'll be so many different camera angles all watching you. But one of those camera angles is a door of blessing. When you go through that door of blessings, long life and health come to you. Peace and joy come to you. Understanding and happiness come to you. You are able to think right, act right, believe right. You see God's glory and power flowing all towards you. And then God is more than able to send people your way who will bless your life, who will direct your path, who will speak into your life and show you the way that you must go. And when you go through this door of blessings, even darkness is turned into light. The Bible says God will cause even your enemies to be at peace with you. I pray God's blessings go with you. Even as you go to the door of blessing, may the presence of God go with you. May the anointing of the Holy Spirit go with you. May you rest in His power. May you rest in His leadership. May you rest under the shadow of the Almighty God. And every door that is closed upon you, I prophesy in the name of Jesus. I decree to your glory, to your credit, and to your promotion, that the doors that are closed, doors of bondage and curse, they are broken, they are destroyed. And I release the door of blessing, the door of happiness, the door of contentment, the door of increased promotion over your life in the name of Jesus. Father, I place this person that is watching today in the name of Jesus, that your glory and power and might will be over your sons and daughters, and wherever they are standing today, let your blessings and your favor go with them. May the Lord go with you. May the Lord direct your steps, that every door of curse, you see, there are certain doors of curse that when you go through, things delay, things frustrate, and you're wasting time wondering, which way am I going to go? What am I going to do? But today I prophesy a new door of blessing. Paul the apostle said, there are new doors have been waiting for me, and there are afflictions on those doors, but I'm trusting God to take me through. I pray every door that is closed on you be open with the blessings of God going with you. May God's goodness, mercy, go ahead of your door, open the door, and bring you to a place of rest. Thank you for joining me on The Moment with Charles. Thank you for being my partner. May God go with you. May doors of blessing lead you. May doors of understanding lead you. May doors of financial blessing be open for you. Remember, there are doors of blessing open to you. Receive it, accept it, and take it with you. God bless you. Thank you for being on The Moment with Charles. I cannot wait to meet you. I cannot wait to shake your hands. I cannot wait to pray for you. Bye for today.